Thursday, March 23rd. The big item today was the pay board situation, Meany's walkout yesterday, etc. Schultz made the point at the staff meeting this morning that the problem now is that we're being maneuvered into the wrong position and that we're being portrayed as the party that's for controls, while Humphrey and Meany and all come out against controls. The problem of standing up to labor is what can you do? How can you succeed? It looks like you can't govern if we don't do something. So Schultz came up with a plan that we should let the pay board know that they have their standards, but they should become essentially a pre-notification agency, drop the control of small firms, review proposed new contracts over a 30-day period, maybe get Ussery and a team of mediators into it. We should go ahead and say what we had planned to say today, but then in a couple of weeks clean out the red tape and shift to this. Problem with this plan is that it would be seen as dismantling phase two under pressure from labor. I raised the point then of maybe doing that consciously, openly, and saying we're moving to phase three, that maybe this would be a good move. We had a strategy meeting with Conley, Schultz, and the rest of the group a little later in the morning. Schultz made the point that we've made the point that this whole program requires voluntary support. The tripartite approach was a concession to that view. We're in pretty good shape now, except for the longshore situation. Overall, we've stayed within 5.5% on wage increases, so we should put together a set of moves to concentrate more on large enterprises and change the method of administration of the pay board to essentially the pre-notification thing that Schultz had in mind. We would drop the small businesses, drop rent control, rearrange the system more sharply, and either do this now and explicitly or do it as the pay board works these things out. Stein felt that we have a great clear-cut issue, the question of who's for stability of the country and who's against it. We have Meany in a bad spot and we shouldn't let him be proved right. Everybody else tended to agree with that. And that we should make the case that until yesterday things were moving along well and now we're coming into a different era where labor has forced us into an adjusted position. On the basis of this, we decided to stay with the plan that we'd had for last night and the president. March 23rd continued. President made the point in preparation that for his remarks this evening that he wanted to really zing Meany and make the point that he objects to the fact that the board wouldn't approve the 20% increase for the longshoremen after 137-day strike while millions of Americans are limited to a 5% increase. And that to allow 20% to one specific special group was wrong. He went ahead with a strong attack on Meany and felt afterwards that it had come off quite well and seemed to be in good spirits for having done it. He got into a discussion with Ehrlichman this morning on busing follow-up, checking on legislative action, and Ehrlichman says they're going to push it through the conference and he thinks that'll work. He says the degree of congressional support is strong and broadly based, but editorial support is pretty good, and we're working in the South, the West, and the border states. An intervention, Kleindienst and Morgan are meeting and moving ahead on that. We won't announce any this week, but we'll release them one at a time and string it out over a period of time in the future. He thinks that the cabinet's in good shape. We've given them good backup material. The president's concerned that some of the editorial reaction shows a lack of understanding. Ehrlichman raised the point of having a dinner for the Supreme Court to show the right presidential attitude towards the court, which has been jarred a little bit as a result of the busing statement. The president said he'd prefer to do an article, or then I suggested a radio address, which they both bought. That was the best idea. Got into a discussion of Arthur Burns, who's insisting on seeing the president. president says he won't see him, that he wants me to tell Burns he doesn't approve the articles that are appearing that are driving a wedge, and he wants to know what the story is on this. And then I'm to tell him to have Arthur report to Conley at the president's direction. When I talked to Arthur later, he pushed strongly for seeing the president, saying the president had told him he wanted to see him before he made the next appointment to the board, and Arthur wanted to discuss that with him as well as report on his trip. He didn't buy my idea of seeing Conley, so we're just going to stall him for a while. On ITT follow-up, Colson seems to think now that they've got the typewriter case worked out pretty well, and that we can prove that the memo wasn't typed in June. And thoroughly discredited also. Dita Beard's testimony is apparently going to come out pretty well. The president got into quite a discussion on the economic statistics, because it shows that government purchasing has slowed way down, and he wants me to really hit Schultz in following up on this, especially to kick Laird and Rush. I'm supposed to get them over to the White House and make the point that the president wants a report twice a week personally on this, that they're to cut their Vietnam reports down and pick up reporting on this, because the responsibility is at the Defense Department, and it's up to them to move on it. And he wants to stay on top of it personally. He's concerned that we aren't using the purchasing power we have to get the economy moving, and he wants to really put the heat on them to force them to do it. End of March 23rd.